To Tasmania now, where the state's first female premier has just been elected unopposed by her parliamentary Labor colleagues. Lara Giddings will be sworn in this afternoon. She's replacing David Bartlett, who resigned as premier on the weekend. Ms Giddings now takes charge of a minority government that's in a power-sharing deal with the Greens. Our reporter Felicity Ogilvie is in Hobart and she joins us now. So Felicity, tell us a little more about Lara Giddings.
Well, this woman is an absolute history maker. When she was first elected to state parliament back in 1996, she was 23 and was the youngest woman to be elected to any Australian parliament at the time. Since then, she's been deputy premier, attorney general, health minister, treasurer, and now at 38, today she will become Tasmania's first female premier. Now, in terms of her private life and personality, she's actually a very sweet, personable person. While some of her parliamentary colleagues yell across the chamber, it's when she responds, it's more like getting a talking to from a kindergarten teacher, and the same at a press conference. If you ask probing questions, she kind of explains, sometimes in a condescending tone. And she's also very conscientious. When she was health minister, I remember her in parliament getting asked questions and she pulled out this massive folder and kind of thumped it down on the desk and she's like, I'll just look that up now. And she really is a very meticulous person, which could have to do with she studied law at university. But she opened up her heart to a newspaper journalist about 2 years ago, saying that the fact that she's so, I guess, entrenched in Tasmanian politics may mean that she never finds a partner or has children, and she seemed quite sad about that.
Well, now, the outgoing Premier David Bartlett said he's resigning to spend more time with his family. Is there any sense at all that he was pushed?
Yes and no. He said it was for family reasons and he was obviously very close with his family yesterday. He especially made mention of his son Hudson, who was upset that his father was spending so much time, I guess, in the public eye, and that was quite evident when the media turned up to the house and his son Hudson had a little, play gun, and one of the cameramen went, oh, what's that hit me? And it was a plastic bullet from Hudson. And basically, though, the Premier has dodged off questions, though, that this might have been a push from the left faction of the ALP to get rid of him because they're quite upset about the deal he's done with the Greens to stay in power. And Lara Giddings is a member of the left.
And she was the Deputy Premier there. Who is replacing her as Deputy Premier? Because the Greens leader, it seemed, wasn't ruling out putting his hand up earlier today.
That's right, Eleanor, and we do have a Green Premier now, a Deputy Premier, but I can assure you it is in name only. It's a man called Brian Green, who's a Labor member, who's an MP who basically has been a bit of an enemy of the Greens. He's been the Forestry Minister over many years, and he's actually done the job of Deputy Premier before. Back in 1996, he was Deputy Premier, but he had to resign after it was revealed that he did a special deal with his Labor mates to give them a monopoly worth $1 million.
And what's the opposition's response to the manoeuvres this morning?
Well, they think that it's quite unbelievable that Brian Green is, getting the support of the Greens and that he is going to become Deputy Premier again. And this is what the opposition leader, Will Hodgman, had to say about that.
Look, I think it is an extraordinary proposition that Brian Green could once again be the Deputy Premier of this state. And this is a man that the Greens used to brandish as corrupt, as an incompetent. Now they're going to call him their Deputy Premier.
That's the opposition leader, Will Hodgman. Felicity, he makes the point that the Greens have had a bitter relationship with Brian Green. Is his election as deputy likely to create problems for this power-sharing deal?
Well, time will tell, Eleanor, but at the moment, the Greens say that they are happy to support whoever Labor wanted to be the Deputy Premier. And they said yesterday, if that was Brian Green, that they would also support that. So I guess this extraordinary moment in Tasmanian politics just shows what kind of compromises both the Greens and Labor have been willing to make to hold on to power in Tasmania.
Thanks, Felicity. That's Felicity Ogilvie, our reporter in Hobart there.